Representative Patrice Arendt wants you to have to look at every name on your ballot before you vote. She was sponsoring a bill that would have stripped the straight ticket option from Utah ballots.
Currently, you can vote using, you know, one button or one mark and vote for everybody in a party. What this bill would do is say you have to actually look at every race and make a decision in every race. You could vote for everybody in a given party, but you actually have to go through and mark those one by one.
Arendt argued before the House Government Operations Committee on Wednesday, saying the option caused too much confusion for voters.
Then they realized later from some advertising they had missed voting for nonpartisan races like judges, they had missed voting for propositions, they missed voting for constitutional amendments.
Supporters from the groups Utahns for Ethical Government, Represent Me Utah, the Alliance for a Better Utah, and from a University of Utah student voter registration organization lined up to testify in favor of the bill. Karen Clark, representing the conservative Utah Eagle Forum, was the only public detractor of the bill to testify at the committee meeting.
They have vetted the candidates and agree with what they stand for according to the party platforms, and they want to just go in and vote for those people that believe the same way they do and think the same way they do.
Representative Ken Ivory, vice chair of the committee, read the outcome of the vote.
Okay, the motion is 4-no, 3-yes, with 2 absent. The motion fails.
Arendt says the outcome is not what she hoped for.
Of course I'm disappointed. I would love to have seen the bill come out of committee. I think it's great public policy, which is the reason Utah needs to make a change. We are the only state in the West that did this in 2012. Obviously, there are those on the committee that think it's an advantage to have straight ticket voting with just that one vote, as opposed to making sure that the voters go through and look at every name on the ballot.
For KCPW News, I'm Roger McDonough.